You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network
and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guests and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, 3MR Production, its ownership, management, or staff.
よろしくお願いします。ドネラ・マーティン・ブラディクスです。と、This is Spirit.
Hola, soy Donella Martin Bradix, y this is Spirit.
Hello, I'm Donella Martin Bradix. This is Spirit, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard.
TalkTainmentRadio.com, you're only on demand. The world's greatest radio station in the world. You're in touch with me, Donella Martin Bradix, and this is the Spirit Show. And of course, it's radio the way it should be heard. And also, I'm not the only one in the studio, y'all. We got my girl, Latara Minor, in the house. Hey, girl.
What's going on?
So we've got some, I've got some company in this studio because it is cold outside, and we need all the human beings that we possibly can have in order to generate some body heat. Because I don't know about y'all, but, brr. It's been, what, 400 years on this side, on this hemisphere, and I'm still not used to winter.
It's too much.
I think I'm a slow learner. I must just be a slow learner because I just, you know, it's still winter. It's just like, oh, my goodness, I would rather be at a sauna right now. I don't care. You know, I just... And for those of you who don't understand what I'm talking about, here in Columbus, Ohio, we've had our first snow. We've had our first snow of the year already. Are you kidding me? Hello. Hello. I need some sound effects. I need some booze. I need, you know,
we don't like it. We hate it.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
It's terrible.
I know. And, you know, before, let me clarify and say this. I don't like to be one of those people who complain about the weather all the time after I've just spent 5 minutes complaining. Because you know how people are, like when it was summer, I swear to goodness, when it was the heat of summer. No. Last winter, it was cold. Everyone was like, ooh, I can't wait for summer. Ooh. And then we like barely got a spring and it kind of just like went into summer, like I think in July. And we had a sprummer. We didn't really have like a real spring. And then people were complaining about the heat. And like, I'm looking at them and I'm like, 2 weeks ago, you were complaining about the cold. See that? Yay! See, that's why I love Kahari. That's why I love my producer. Talk about radio on demand. That's TalkTainmentRadio.com. You demand it, we give it, because that's what we are. Wow. Speaking of demand, you know who we have tonight, Latara? Huh. And I shouldn't say tonight because we're all over, honey. You can download the app. Download the app. We are TalkTainment on Demand. And you can also listen on my show page, and you can listen to us 24/7 around the world. So it's not tonight. We're this morning. We're tonight. We're good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. We're everything on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Guess what we've got today? We've got Rhonda and Barry Lanier. Rhonda and Barry Lanier of the Healing Center. Of the Healing Center are, they have a website, which I should have read because apparently... I've had a little faux pas. I've been promoting Rhonda Lanier as a psychic healer and reader. And she is a healer. She is. But we're going to have her talk about what she does in her own words. And you are welcome to call in and get some clarification. Rhonda and Barry?
It's just Rhonda without Barry tonight. But I am most definitely here.
Okay, yay! All right, well, Barry, we say hi from afar.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, and to all of your listeners alike.
Well, Rhonda, we're so happy to have you. I'm so excited. And, you know, I have to say, I've got egg on my face right now in front of everybody. Really, really. There's a couple of people in the studio laughing at me.
Everything is about this moment, not the past moment, not the future moment, or we miss the moment we're in. So in terms of whatever was isn't any longer, so no need to go back. We can just be here now.
Wonderful. So we're here now. So, Rhonda, tell us what you do.
Well, what I do is, since 1987, actually a little bit before, I offer services, or offered services back then, the work has evolved tremendously, that caused me to be known as the healer of addictions. I only saw doctors, nurses, and the medical community way back when, almost 3 decades ago, maybe before you were born or close to it.
Yes, of course, because I am only 27, yes.
Okay, well, then, basically the year you were born or coming into this world, what I offered way back when were addiction services. And over the years, the work evolved, so addictions and out-of-control problems became lesser and lesser a part of the services I provided way back then. And today I offer the self, S-E-L-F, parens, S, close the parens, so it's a silent plural self, healing experience. And self, or the infinite self, that all life complete has equal within, parts of what's imparted from what's infinite. So we're all born in finite forms to be basically divided and subdivided. Named, Donella, framed human being, belonging to the class thereof. And that then whatever somebody basically becomes, which is always lesser than what you are. So in terms of being able to receive, if you will, whatever it is that allowed me to today basically not offer addiction services. It's called a predictable miracle because people come in and their addictions or out-of-control thoughts or wherever the conflict or the war is within that presides will disappear. But the experience has nothing to do with that. The experience has to do with whatever it is that your system knows, different from the thinking mind, that's going on. And in infinite ways, because you start out as being infinite, what to do about it in the seeds of origin. So what becomes the thought or what becomes the reason why, usually the time frame is from birth to demise, never after, as I've been subject to yet, a hypothesis is maybe we're not supposed to know that as far as the form we're born in to be thereafter. The basic experience has no philosophy. What religion is it all? Where does it live everywhere? There is no part of life that basically is not infinite that someone can be subject to, and time is ubiquitous. You said something about morning, noon, and night being kind of all is one, and time is ubiquitous, meaning what was, is, and will be are basically happening simultaneously. So your future is in the now, in retrospect, the same. Because infinitely things are not divided at all, and we're not subject to the same laws that we are on this planet. So the laws of gravity and anything else that we're subject to do not preside at an infinite level that all life complete has within. And through this experience, what's unmuted is unedited truth. Truth that's edited isn't any longer. It's just a version thereof. So whatever it is that someone hears, it might sound like one long run-on sentence or short phrases, and I basically reiterate whatever it is that someone's system knows they need to hear to repair or at least comprehend how to transcend, ascend, whatever's going on, why it's going on. Why is much more important than what, Donella? So it's not what occurs, but why. And the governing reasons of what anyone wants to or listeners embark upon, always check in with why. I want to run this marathon. I want to get the medal, the ribbon, the accolades. Probably not a good reason. I want to run this marathon because I love to run. And, wow, marathon, pretty good reason. So when someone tries to prove a point, any successes in life are always lesser than you start out successful. You start out infinite. This work is also about not displaying or understanding what we consider virtues of life, but becoming one with them before they're needed. So
okay, so you know, Rhonda, I hate to stop you because you're what you're saying sounds wonderful. It sounds great. Just a wee bit abstract. So let me let's kind of concretize it a little bit, and let's see. I'm looking here at your website. And it says you opened the door of your first office in 1987, and you saw thousands of people who were in awe that their addictions disappeared so quickly and effortlessly. and you became known as the healer of addictions, not just alcohol and other substances, but also stress and anxiety and depression, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Does this happen in one session?
No. Way back when, the services I provided was an initial session and a follow-up. Then the work grew, and it became a session one day, and then a day sabbatical, and two follow-up sessions, one day, and the next. The work is time accelerated, so things happen swiftly. And then the experience became a two-day experience. Today in person, it's one day, but the day is dedicated to the person that comes in, and it's basically an initial session and two subsequent follow-ups seamlessly back-to-back, so it would be a short maybe break, about an hour, and then they come back and their system understands where the hitch is or what it is that's still causing them to feel connected to where their system needs disconnect. It's template-free, so whatever it is, the only governing force that I trust implicitly is whatever is within someone. So what someone knows is infallible. I'm not an expert in anything except becoming one with, it's not about me seeing anyone, Donella. It's about me being one with whatever it is that becomes that verbal reflection.
Wow. And Rhonda, it says here, you're a prophet, a luminary, a medical intuitive, and a renowned healer.
Those are all titles that were given to me by others. Mm-hmm. Medical intuitive, I never even knew the word. And way back when, a prominent OBGYN by the name of Dr. Christian Northrup, who's a best-selling author, included me in a little newsletter she had. Actually, it's a big one, with another person by the name of Carolyn Mist and a doctor, Mona Lisa Schultz. And she named us as three medical intuitives in the world today. And what that always used to be an integral part of what I gave, but I never gave it or excised it as a service, if you will. And she said, please start to do this on the phone and let somebody know exactly what's going in their system. So in that capacity, it's like a lab, x-ray, scanner, MRI, what's going on orally down to the tips of the toes as far as the podiatrist would be concerned. So anything a person knows that they needed to be alerted to or just sequentially what's going on and kind of connect the dots in that capacity is a part of the experience. And luminary just means of light in ways I connect with the light within you.
Okay.
So the whole idea is for people to leave in awe, not of me, but of themselves. So everyone has a purpose in life, which you know, none greater or lesser than. We're all parts of what becomes one seamless expression called life. So whatever that means, someone becomes centered in their own light, in their own truth, and their own knowledge.
Now, Rhonda, can you do me?
I don't do anything. I don't do you. I can become you.
Can you become me on this broadcast?
Well, you know, in excerpt, but it doesn't do justice to, you know, this is called, I guess it's the performing arts, and I'm not into proving what I am because I am. But, you know, you need to watch your stomach, prone to a hiatal hernia, your digestive woes, you know, that orally you could kind of get locked in. And, you know, your own beauty is after meditation, many different roads to the same place, or whatever you do just to be, that's when you can actually exhale and sigh. And, you know, you don't have to ask anyone or anything, and that's a good thing. You're also prone, the left eye, the vision is different from the right, prone to a little inner scar tissue. So apparently when you were born, you had a little lazy eye as far as the response to. One can latently, you know, be a little bit subject to light. Also, there's a potassium and sodium imbalance in the system and around. So those are some of the things. By the way, you need to check your bottom right molar to whatever's going on in that area. You have to be careful. Latently prone to a little pocket in the gums. And no citrus fruits for you either. Citrus fruits bad? No. But not for Donella right now.
Wow. Okay, you know, Rhonda, I know you said you're not into performing. And, you know, no, obviously this is, you know.
It's not about proving it. It's just, you know.
Right.
My greatest joy in life is for people to become one with whatever they're supposed to be. And it's not a sense of balance, but it's wherever they're off kilter is to be able to trust what's presiding within. And whatever information comes forth, it's because their system knows there's no start, there's no finish. As far as time is usually any kind of writing, start with an ellipsis and end with one. The road that leads to it and ends the same. You know, everything in life, basically, for how many people are born, that many people die, as far as the mathematical understanding of the universe. And there's nothing, per this work, Daniela, there's no right, wrong, good, bad, black, white. Everything is just parts of what lens we see it from. So some people are looking at darkness right now, and there's no such thing as human truth either. It doesn't exist. It's our truth. It's dark outside. Someplace else in the world, it's light outside. It doesn't make one right, one wrong. Mm-hmm. An atrocity from a victim's standpoint is indeed, and another lens from the perpetrator, they might have a completely different take on the matter. So in terms of being able to see through one lens, there is no outward lens that one can see greater than what's within you now. Mm. And the experience, because it's not a program, it's not a treatment, it's not a therapy, people become their own expert or specialist in whatever area that they need to be able to manifest. And that's what it's about. Right?
Mm-hmm. So basically, you want people to come away not with a feeling that they, you know, were dependent upon you, you know, for enlightening them, but for them to realize that they are their own, you know, perceiver.
Maybe they're their own source of enlightenment, indeed. Mm-hmm. And it's not what I want. It's what their system wants. Sometimes we can love somebody and really want something for them, and, you know, they might not want it.
Oh,
but
awesome.
What is within someone, what they need, when that's respected, then that's infallible. It's not what I want for someone. Humanly, obviously, I'd want everything in the world for them. But understanding if someone is ripe to profit by something, it's timed. If you, you know, really get all the best food in the world and too much of it, it's going to rot. If you pick a piece of fruit that's unripe, it needs to go in a bag, metaphorically speaking, or too ripe, it's gone. So their system understands exactly what's ripe for them to profit by, and that's what they hear. And it's never, ever, ever templated. And truth that's prepared for or edited just isn't. That's why when I speak to a group, there's also something called the group self-healing experience, where I don't, different from all others, I won't stand up there and tell anybody anything personally. But what I'll do is synthesize the group, and basically they'll produce what they hear. So if I'm with one, I'll reflect one. Two as such, three or 1,000, I will synthesize, and everyone will hear the seamless expression of what the synthesization is that becomes articulated.
Okay, wow. You know, Rhonda, you know, we're going to go to a commercial soon, so I have a quick question. Wow, and then we'll continue afterwards. You obviously are, you sound like a very evolved and, you know, enlightened being, and it's quite refreshing. You know, you've obviously, you know, realized that, you know, the need for dogma and definition and all of that, you know, is just, you know, a part of the creation that we create. And, you know, this is just all part of the experience. And it sounds, you know, when I listen to you, I kind of feel like I can kind of exhale and, you know, drink some iced tea with lemon.
Okay.
Talktainment Radio.
Minus lemon for the time being. No citrus for
all
the
All right, no citrus. No, that's right. Not for a while. You're okay. Only on-demand radio station, talktainmentradio.com. Up next, more Rhonda Lanier on talktainmentradio.com.
We go where you go.
Download the new Talktainment Radio app to your Android, iPhone, or tablet. Now you can take us wherever you go,
and it's free. Download today.
The world's greatest radio, the way it should be heard.
My name is Tom Thornton.
And my name is Cindy Thornton. We've been married 38 years. We're retired, and this is how we live united.
We play golf and we travel, but we also decided we were going to give to and volunteer with United Way at our community free health clinic.
I do the nursing at the clinic.
I work the front office, checking in patients, greeting them, making them feel comfortable.
United Way is how we contribute, because we know our time and money are going to the right places, the places that need it most and implement it best.
Judging by the thank yous we get at the clinic, I'd say we're doing the right thing with our retirement, too.
We even get a few bless yous. It's incredible.